on people that are in authoritative positions. The way we talk about a teacher that we're not happy with. The way we feel about a rov, a malamed. And our kids are picking up the breakdown of authority. And they're getting educated how to not respect authority. And they hear our phone conversations. And they hear our Shabbos tables, as I mentioned this week. That our Shabbos tables sometimes turn into hospital rooms where we do autopsies and biopsies on people. Some we kill, some we dissect, some we do this. Nebuch. But that's what goes on. And then afterwards, we don't understand, where are kids getting such chutzpah? How do they talk like that? I'll tell you, there's a boomerang effect also. If you don't respect authority, you're authority for your kids. So once you break down authority, at the end of the day, they're even better than us. How we talk, what we write. You know, that's something I didn't even mention. On the internet scene, the comments, the disaster of what people do because no one knows who they are, what they write about people. And how articles are put up just for the comments. And the same guy who writes the article writes the comments. And he writes this way and he writes that way. And everyone's wasting their time to read it. And reading real junk. Did you see what this guy wrote? Did you see what this guy said? Did you see this? Go on online, you'll see what it called. What is going on over here? I'm telling you, I can't believe it what I see. A couple of kids or a couple of people that are dysfunctional are sitting behind the screen and they're punching in things and the whole world reads it and is having a no. Rachman al-Islam. Shvichas domim, halbonus pnei chaveri berabim, moitzi shemra, rechilis, lashon hore, revenge, grudges, sinne, you name it. All in the name of it is the right for the people to know. The new mitzvah essay. The public must be, what's the word? Informed. The 249th mitzvah, or the one that's in between the lines. Rechman al-Itzlan. The Rebbe said on some of their rites of Pashkvil, or Makir Yehu B'Seiser. Cursed is somebody that hits his friend or his neighbor or another individual in a secret, hidden way that you can't know where it's coming from. The Rebbe expressed himself like that about Pashkvilim. And we're involved in it every day. Of course, again, not we. Thank God it's only a minority. But you know what? Because we tolerate it, and because we read it, and because we can talk about it, then we have a part in it also. So I tell this lady, we're all in the Ikvis of the Mashiach. We have to learn ourselves how to respect authority. We have to learn ourselves how to protect our families. We have to show people that even if we disagree, there are red lines. There are Geneva War Accords. We do not use biological warfare or nuclear warfare. We don't destroy people's lives. We don't take revenge. We don't talk grudge. It's usher. It's alal pitoyre, alal pichsidis. We have to teach our children those kinds of midas also. Even in divisiveness and strife, we have to try our best to show how we try to live up to a higher standard. There's the famous story with the Rebbe Rashab. I always tell it over. The Rebbe tells it over. There was a family that their child was suspended from the yeshiva, and they turned to the Rebbe that he should intervene on the suspension. And the Rebbe writes that there was a story in the times of the Friedrich Rebbe, the Rebbe Rashab, that the Friedrich Rebbe, he penalized a student for something what he did, and the student didn't feel that he was right. And the Rebbe, Friedrich Rebbe, didn't accept his excuse, and he kept the penalty. And the Bocher waited for the Friedrich Rebbe to travel out of Lubavitch, and he went into the Rebbe Rashab Tiyachidis, and he described what had happened, and the penalty that he received, and why he felt it wasn't just. And the Rebbe Rashab took off the penalty, was convinced.